Back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILF.
It was a little more than 4 years ago, June of 2006, when Mo Egger was drafted by the Mavericks. 28th overall pick, and he'll always be able to say that he was a number one draft choice and played 3 years in the NBA. And as he says, he's not done yet, Tom. So there are a lot of these guys. You know, I don't think you've seen the last of Manny Harris.
Oh, I don't think you've seen. Will we see the first of Manny Harris in the NBA?
I think you will.
You really do.
I do. I really do.
You know, another former Spartan who's really done well is Shannon Brown, of what he's done, don't you think?
Bounced around, found the right
team.
But
he's found the right team with the Lakers.
You know, Eric Snow was a journeyman, and then he found the right situation with Allen Iverson.
Charlie Bell hung in there,
Doesn't happen overnight
for some
of these guys.
Found his niche. He was with the Bucks. You know, what's Charlie Bell doing now?
He was Golden State. Just got moved.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And he's been, I mean, think about it.
But Mo's been out 4 years now.
Yeah, Charlie Bell's been out for what, 10 years?
Was done in 2001.
Nine years
for him. Yeah.
Good for him.
Let's go out to our phones and let's try Steve from Langsburg. Let's do that. Let's take Steve from Langsburg. Hello, Steve.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, the Tigers play a doubleheader today, right?
No, tomorrow they play the double dip. They play tonight single game.
Oh, I thought it was today.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was today. Well, that explains a lot. So as far as rescheduling this Toronto game, it's going to be a problem.
Well, that is. Now, tomorrow's weather is supposed to be spectacular, so that's not going to get rained out. But tonight, the game that I'm attending.
Tough to play that triple header.
Yeah, that's in question. Anyway, how do you make that up? Because that could be a. You know, this could be a race between these three teams right down the stretch, and you might have to make up a game.
Well, I was wondering if they'd do a double-double, but I guess not then, huh?
Well, I don't know. That's what they did tonight. I mean, I'm concerned about tonight.
Yeah, yeah. You might be down there for nothing. You might be sitting there.
I have to go down to Greektown or something as a backup plan.
That'd be too bad, wouldn't it, Jack?
Tom, make that trip for nothing. Kind of like every Saturday going to Michigan Stadium. It's just a wasted trip.
What's
Tom?
The backup plan?
Are your seats in the covered area?
Box seats. They're open area.
Ooh.
We go top shelf.
No umbrella. You got to go in those plastic garbage bag things, Tom. That's what you need.
Yeah, I don't want to
put that over
that.
Your head.
And you know, in baseball, they let it rain more than they used to in the past before they roll out that big silver cylinder with the tarp underneath it. You know what I mean?
I'll be thinking about you tonight when it's raining.
I'm not too thrilled about that, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
I'll be sitting there going, rain a little more. Come on, keep going. Keep raining.
Are they going to pick up a pitcher first or a fielder?
I don't know. Well, first of all, what do you think they need more?
Right now, I think they need a pitcher more.
I agree.
You think they need the pitcher, huh?
Yeah, you don't?
I think they need another bat. I don't think they can count on Miguel Cabrera to do it forever. I mean, he's had such an amazing year. And, you know, I think the pitching is not perfect. Maybe not good enough. But I think it.
You're talking position player, third catcher, shortstop?
Yes, yes, and yes.
No, you can
only talking
get
Lions here or what?
Maybe two.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, okay, Steve. Jack.
All right, Steve. Let's go back out to our phones and let's welcome in Jerry from Lansing. Hello, Jer.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Todd. Tom, I can't tell you how great it is to have you back, so I guess I won't.
Oh, okay. Appreciate it. I'm still used to calling you Jerry from Hazlitt back in the old days, but now you're a Lansing boy.
Jack
going back to the roots.
Jack is the only one that's officially outed me, and he's the guy I actually expect to do it. So don't feel too badly, Tom.
So you're not a Hazlitt guy anymore.
Well, we didn't
you're
want
Jerry
them trying to
Lansing.
Collect taxes from you in two municipalities.
I'm trying to get better seats at restaurants, Jack.
I think you're better off in Meridian Township taxes than Lansing.
You're a Lansing guy. You went to high school in Lansing. You lived in Lansing growing up. Don't try to get upper crust on us and move to Hazlitt.
Hey, listen, local dollars for local business, you know? You know, Tom, I was teasing Jack last week about, you know, you were out of town 100 miles and he was still, you had him trained like a chimpanzee. He had college football guest last week. And
really?
I attended the show this morning, and first show out of the gate, I have to listen to Josh Deadbolt or whatever his name is from the Wolverine.
Josh Hemel is a great guy, very articulate, very knowledgeable, and you're dissing on him, man. Come on.
I'm just saying, Tom. You've done well. I think it's finally.
Yeah.
It's finally. Even Jack can't resist your will. It's unbelievable.
But you know, college football is the greatest game out there. In fact, ESPN, they have weekly shows even in the off season.
You know what? With Michigan being 8-18, since the last couple games under Lloyd Carr, we'll talk Michigan football as much as
it's
you
going to change in 2002. You know, we don't even talk Michigan State football, even though they're coming off a losing season. I'll stress that word, losing season. They lost more than they won.
Yeah, but you know, for the second straight year, they beat a team from Ann Arbor. So,
and half the team on parole.
I think that's right.
An accomplishment. But by the way, guys, Michael Beasley and Ricky Williams in the same town. Maybe LeBron knows something we don't.
So what are your opinions about marijuana? Should it be legalized?
I have trouble spelling marijuana, Tom. I'm even qualified to talk about it. Hey, you really want to know, Tom?
Yeah.
It's 10:55, Tom. I mean, do you want to know my opinion on the drug laws in this country? Please.
You know the song Along Comes Mary?
Yeah.
Remember that with the association?
Yeah.
Yeah? You thought that was about a woman named Mary. That's about marijuana.
Is that right? I never knew that. Like in the late 66, 67?
Yeah.
That's
listen
exactly
to it.
Right.
Yeah. I used to listen to it all the time. I think I had the album or the 45. You know, I had the 45, Jack.
Hey, Jared, very quickly, before we let you go,
give
us 30 seconds on agents and what you make of this whole thing with Nick Saban talking about the pimps.
Well, I like the quote, I take him at his word, but you know, it's kind of like these guys are like the soldiers at the gate trying to basically keep the barbarians out.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden now we hear outrage from where we should have heard outrage years ago, and you want to solve it, Jack? Do it like I think we did in baseball, revenue sharing. Talk about a revolutionary concept. If they want to really throw the dollars around, you want to really make some program solve it, get your cooler heads together and figure that out, because otherwise it's going to be like Wall Street.
All right. Thanks so much, Jared.
Wow.
Very interesting point, huh?
Stretch.
How about that, Tom?
Yeah.
Revenue sharing in college athletics. Would you like that?
No.
Put another 30,000 seats in Michigan Stadium.
No, I wouldn't.
Bring them in there. Let it take them 4 hours to get home instead of 2.5.
Yeah. No,
I
wouldn't like that. I think college, don't mess with college football. I mean, it needs some tweaking here and there, and college athletics needs some tweaking.
You know what really needs tweaking?
The NCAA.
The Michigan defense.
Oh, yeah. Well, they need some fixing, not tweaking.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully that'll take place, and I think it will. And we'll talk more about that next week, because the Big Ten Media Day, will be coming up. We'll have some more guests on college football. And
we're going to have a lot of guests on college football now. We have turned the corner here. Once we have the SEC Media Days, Big Ten Media Days coming up on the 2nd.
The Lions will be reporting. When's the NFL camps? That's this week then.
Come
Cowboys
up.
Are reporting
today,
I believe.
Absolutely.
So it's really going to pick up starting in August. We'll be all
Did
about
Did you
football.
See Matthew Stafford, the 11th highest paid person in sports now?
No, I did see a picture of his girlfriend, though, on the internet, though. I did see that.
Tom spent a lot of time looking at that, ladies and gentlemen.
No, yeah, I know. I think he's going to be a really good NFL quarterback.
But the 11th highest paid in sports?
That truly is amazing that you don't really have to prove yourself.
Right behind Peyton Manning in terms of the NFL?
I mean, what's the variable there? Is it having the best agent? I mean, how does that happen? The fact you're the best player on the worst team?
It's all about being the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah,
number
there
one
you
overall,
go.
Being a quarterback and having the right agent and having a team that's desperate enough, they got
to
pay you.
That's why that pecking order in the NFL draft is so important when it comes to dollars and cents.
You know what? The Browns did it a different way. They took Colt McCoy.
Yeah, he just signed yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm not too sure when all is said and done that Matthew Stafford's going to be that much better than Colt McCoy.
You think he will or won't?
I think they'll be similar. I'm not saying that... one's going to be NFL Hall of Famer and the other one's going to be a bust and done in it 2 years. I think they're going to be similar. And
Drew
the
Brees
difference in the money they make is astronomically different.
Right. So. Anyway, it's been a good show, Jack.
I want to thank all of our special guests, Josh Hemhold of the Wolverine. We'll talk to him when they're below 500. Mike Griffith of the Knoxville News Sentinel is filling us in on the SEC. Ryan Field of Tigers Weekly and FSN Detroit. Dr. John Braccio. Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. And Maurice Ager, trying to make it with the New Orleans Hornets, Mo Ager Productions. For producer Scott Eckersley, my co-host Tom Crawford, Jack Ebling saying, have a great weekend, everyone.